today, or actually today as you're watching this, tomorrow as I'm filming this, there are supposed to be some rumors confirmed, and I'm not going to be able to confirm them before this goes live, so I'm just cutting them out. Hello, nerds. Welcome to another episode of The News. In today's episode, we will be talking about sci-fi bringing us a horror version of Bring It On. Kevin Smith returns to the Great White North. We have more rumors than you can shake a stick at, plus so much more. First, we are talking about housekeeping, however, and in housekeeping, so we didn't have a live episode last week. My apologies. I did warn you that that might happen, though I was unsure, and so it by the time Friday rolled around, it was for sure. So those of you that follow on the socials, you got the heads up. Thank you very much for following on the socials. Those of you that don't follow on the socials, if you do follow on the YouTube, then eventually, very soon it would seem, by the way, we are getting subscribers, I will be able to inform you of these changes through text on YouTube, because we will have a community tab here shortly. As far as the rest of you go, just find me on the socials, because there are plenty of you listening on the audio-only versions, many of you actually listening on the audio-only versions, and I thank you very much. But if you want to be up to date as to whether or not an episode is running behind, or perhaps, you know, I don't have the ability to make it happen because other jobs have pulled me away from here, then you're gonna have to find me on the socials. That is at Generally Nerdy on pretty much any social media that is not questionable. and yeah, I'll be there. Just look for the Nerdy Ninja. And speaking of the Nerdy Ninja, other housekeeping things, I am working on getting new merch up in the store. So if you go over to generallynerdy.net, there is a general store tab at the top. That's where these stores exist. The Punishert link, I don't have any control over. That was just a collaboration I did with the guys that run the Punishert store. And the other two, Teespring and Redbubble, both of those I honestly, before I came to record this evening, I posted up a new shirt on each of those. So you can go check those, actually two shirts up on the Teespring. So go check those out. And the Nerdy Ninja, there's a new kind of variation on the logo that I'm gonna start using a little bit more often. Still gonna be the logo, but there's like an AI generated version of it that I kind of dig a lot. I'm still working out how exactly he looks, but I like it so far. So again, if you're following on the socials, you've already seen it. Let me know what you think of the new logo, or of the humanized version of the logo, I guess you could say. As far as more housekeeping, there is not, again, going to be a live action episode this weekend. We're not going to be broadcasting live. That means there's not going to be a VOD in post. I'm not going to have a Saturday episode on the audio outlets because I'm going to see Weird Al. I'm super excited about it, but that just means we can't stream live. So sad and happy all at once, because I've never been able to see Weird Al live, and so I'm super excited about this because I've been a huge fan since I was like 10. And yeah, all the things. I appreciate you, nerds. I think that's everything for housekeeping. We hit all the stuff. Again, I want to reiterate my thank you for everyone who has been subscribing. There is going to be another shout-outs and viewer mail video over on the Clips channel because we have a lot of shout outs to do. We've gotten quite a few new subscribers, and I do appreciate all of you. So if you have not yet checked it out, there is a second channel. We do the shorter form content up there. It's Nerd News Clips on the YouTubes. Go check that out. And that is all of the housekeeping, I swear. TV streaming, we're starting into the slow season as it pertains to TV and movies. Actually, the music section is going to start slowing down here very soon as well, because as we get closer to the end of the year, people stop releasing things as much. When it comes to TV streaming, they start to release the things we've been talking about, so there's less reason to talk about them. Music is kind of the opposite. Anyway, So yeah, TV streaming, we have follow-up, we have a couple of trailers, and no real news to speak of. So let's get into it. The follow-up for this episode has to do with House of the Dragon. We talked about how in the last episode that they were renewed for a second season based off the numbers of their first episode, and rightfully so, because they're doing really good numbers right now. But this piece of news has to do with the upper management, per se. So co-showrunner Miguel Sapochnik, there we go. I think I said that right. Miguel Sapochnik is exiting due to, quote, exhaustion. This is very interesting. Usually it has something to do with artistic differences or something along those lines, but no, it seems working the grueling schedule that is required to make an HBO series just kind of got to him. So he's like, I'm out. I got my paycheck. We're good. Yeah, that's all we got on that one. I don't know that anything else is going to spurn from that. So if it does, we'll talk about it. But that's what we got there. Let's talk about these trailers, shall we? Mighty Ducks Game Changers Season 2 trailer. Go check it out. This is a lot of fun. Quality. We don't get a whole lot of quality on Disney Plus for whatever reason. But this is definitely an example. The Game Changers series is not bad. So definitely excited about a second season. And our other trailer is the Cyberpunk Edgerunners. This is going to be fantastic. I honestly feel, unless the trailer is just all hype and no follow through, I really feel like this series is going to be phenomenal. Do note though that this trailer specifically is very NSFW, so you watch it at your own risk, but still, if you are in a place where that is an acceptable thing to do, then do it, because it's kind of awesome. They take that cyberpunk aesthetic and really, really like just get in and dirty and into, and yeah, it's great. Go check it out. That is, again, all we have for TV streaming. So TV streaming suggestions. I think we've already done this one once, but I just got to do it again because the damn show's so good. Sandman over on Netflix is redemptive. I almost can forgive them for what they've done to Cowboy Bebop, because Sandman is quite good. There are some changes. We've talked about this. There are definitely some changes from the comics to the live action adaptation, which is to be expected because, you know, the comics started in the 80s and the live action adaptation, you know, is now. So, you know, things were going to change anyway. Plus social landscape being what it is, Neil Gaiman being the kind of guy in that social landscape to be the kind of guy he is, things were going to change, but still, super quality. Doesn't affect the storytelling, is still a fantastic story to hear, and you want more at the end of every episode. So I cannot recommend this one highly enough. That brings us to the movie section. Movies, we're jumping headfirst into follow-ups. We have some casting announcements on the Joker 2 movie. Still, people are talking about this one maybe being a musical. I don't see it. Maybe a musical number or two, but musical as a whole, probably not. Anyway, casting for Joker 2, we now have Brendan Gleeson has been cast in an undisclosed role. Brendan Gleeson, for those of you that might not recognize the name necessarily, he was in Harry Potter, he was in Gangs in New York, big Irish dude, red hair, fantastic actor. I'm super excited about this. Maybe he's gonna pull the weight that Gaga kind of drops as she's trying to do whatever the hell she calls acting, but still super excited. I'm a big fan of both Brendan and his son Domhnall are phenomenal actors. So anything that either of those two dudes are in, I'm gonna be there. And Joaquin, of course, duh. But yeah, that's what we have for follow-ups. Let's get into trailers. This is an interesting trailer. We have an Attack on Titan trailer, but it's not exactly what you think. This is for the Attack on Titan musical. That's right. In Japan, there is a stage play for Attack on Titan. And not only is it on stage and in person, but it is a musical. Yeah, that's insane. The musical will debut on the Oryx on the stage at the Oryx Theater in Osaka, Japan, January 7th, and will only run until January 9th. The second round, there will be a second round of performances. Those start January 14th and run through the 24th. Tickets will go on sale for the general public November 5th. So if you find yourself in that part of the world, lucky you, but also go check out the musical stage adaptation of Attack on Titan, because that's just too bizarre to not go see. Much like the Batman Ninja that they also did a stage production for. So, that is the only trailer that we have. Let's now get into regular ass news and starting things off. We have Kevin Smith returning to the Great White North, but not how we originally thought he was going to do that, because we did know he had plans on a Great White North trilogy. But as is Kevin Smith fashion, didn't exactly pan out all the way to the end. The final movie in the Great White North trilogy was supposed to be the Moose Jaws movie, which was like Jaws, but with a moose, is how he described it, and in Canada. but it seems that that is not the case. We are now actually going to be getting a sequel to Tusk. So the way it was supposed to go Tusk, Yoga Hosers, Moose Jaws. All three kinda sorta horror, Tusk probably more so. And again, much like his Daredevil book that somebody, or was it Daredevil? I don't remember which book it was now. He finished the Daredevil book. There was another book that he started, might've been, I don't remember, that somebody else finished. Anyway, thankfully though, nobody else has the ability to finish his movie universes. So this one is all Kevin Smith. It is going to be Tusk 2. It sounds like Justin Long is going to be along for the ride, because he is the one who has confirmed that it is in the works. It does sound like it is very early into pre-production at the moment, probably just now getting to the end of the scripting phase. So I would imagine they haven't even started doing location scouting or anything along those lines. But as we get closer to it, especially because it's Kevin Smith, we might not ever see this thing. But as we get closer to it, we will be talking about it, keeping you posted. Our next piece has to do with a new Nicolas Cage movie. And this is noteworthy, not just because Nicolas Cage is having this weird renaissance these days, but also because it's an A24 movie. And it's not a horror. So like A24 has made a name for themselves with horror movies. And they do have some that aren't exactly horror, that aren't horror at all. Green Knight is one of them. Green Knight was strangely beautiful and also kind of hard to follow, but still a fairly quality movie if you can just, you know, pay a lot of attention. They do have other non-horror properties. It's just by and large, their horror is the stuff that you go to A24 for. Now we have a comedy movie called Dream Scenario, starring, once again, Nicolas Cage. This one is going to be directed by Christopher Borgli and produced by Ari Aster, which is the other part of this that I thought was highly interesting, because if you don't recognize that name, or you do and you don't know why, Ari Aster is the guy that made Hereditary. Again, the reason why you know A24 as a movie production studio is because of their horror, and probably specifically because of Hereditary. So the guy who brought us Hereditary is an executive producer on this Nicolas Cage comedy. How weird is this? What universe are we living in that, I mean, it sounds awesome. This sounds like so much fun, but wow. Also, Lars Knudsen is going to be executive producing as well. They're a square peg banner, the sub label underneath the A24. Other producers on the project include Jacob Jofke and Tyler Compellione. It just sounds crazy. Let's move on. All right. So our next piece, oh God. Oh no. Our next piece is such a weird thing that I couldn't not talk to you about it, but I also kind of am dreading talking to you about it because it's a number of reasons. So let's start off the list. It's a sci-fi movie. So direct to sci-fi, I would imagine. Sci-fi movie, sci-fi horror movie. So sci-fi being SYFY, S-Y-F-Y, the channel, not science fiction, right? Necessarily. So sci-fi horror movie in the Bring It On universe of movies? Again, what universe do we live in right now? Because, yeah, apparently the sci-fi channel is bringing us a horror Bring It On. That's the new. That's all you need. What? Yeah. I feel weird. Let's move on. All right. So Trick or Treat, we have, is our last piece for regular ass news in movies. So Trick or Treat is an anthology movie. It takes a number of vignettes and kind of strings them together very loosely. Really, you're just watching effectively a bunch of shorts, but there's a kind of cohesion anyway. So it went, when it was originally released, straight to video. I don't know if that video was streaming directly or digital, or if there, I believe it was, it's old enough to have been physically released, but yeah, it went straight to DVD. It's kind of gained some sort of cult popularity. It has a cult status amongst horror movie fans. My girlfriend being one of those, she loves this movie. But it 15 years ago is when this movie was originally released. And now is when it's going to be getting a theatrical release. Very interesting. It does seem that it's going to be a very short theatrical release. I didn't write down the exact dates because I couldn't find them, but everyone was saying it's going to be roughly around 2 weeks or so, maybe even shorter, of a theatrical release sometime around Halloween, which makes sense because that is the kind of movie that it is. That, again, is all we have for regular ass news. Let's get to movie suggestions. Remember, all this month and through the month of October, we're talking about horror movies in suggestions, and Alien, the first Alien movie, is what we're talking about specifically today in movie suggestions. This is a slasher film in space in all of the right ways. This is Jaws, even more specifically. It's a slasher film meets Jaws in space. And its cinematography is almost perfect. There are a couple of shots that are a little wonky because you can see the dude in the suit. But aside from that, it is a beautiful movie. It is a hell of a watch, and it will scare the bejesus out of you. Go watch Alien this week for your suggestion. Okay, rumor mill, let's do this. So I'm gonna come out and admit to something real quick at the beginning of this. Rumor mill, I had a rumor that I needed to follow up on because today as you're watching this, tomorrow as I'm filming this, there are supposed to be some rumors confirmed, and I'm not going to be able to confirm them before this goes live, so I'm just cutting them out. We are not going to be talking about the Apple event. There are rumored things that are supposed to be confirmed and happening at the Apple event, but again, I am going to be unable to confirm them. So we're not gonna talk about them today. I might put them in the refutations or confirmations section next week, and that's why I'm starting like this, so that doesn't come out of the blue. But yeah, I had it in my notes that we were gonna talk about a couple of these rumors, but I just, it's not feasible. So, let's get into new sources. We have one new source talking about Silent Hill 2 Remake. There have been screenshots leaked online, which maybe I will try and find, though I have been told that Konami is going around and striking people for posting these leaked images, which is why we're giving it as high of a rating as we are. The likelihood that these screenshots are legit seems pretty solid, though I am going to err on the side of caution and say it's about 70% likely that we will be seeing a Silent Hill 2 remake soon. That is all we have for news sources. Let's get into new rumors. All right, so our first one is kind of ludicrous, but we're gonna talk about it anyway because that's why we do this. The Hulk, Bruce Banner, according to this rumor, is going to be the next big bad in the MCU. Because of some throwaway line of dialogue in She-Hulk, now the rumor mill is going all crazy. Oh my God, are they gonna set up the Hulk as the big bad? No, they have a lot of proper villains to put in that role for this phase. They're not gonna screw it up by totally flipping Hulk on his head. That's just not how this is gonna happen. At this point in his evolution as a character in the MCU, this doesn't hold water at all. I gave it a very generous 20% likelihood that we would be seeing Bruce Banner as the main villain, or as a villain at all, in the MCU going forward. Yeah, just not gonna happen. Our next one is another gaming rumor. We do have Nintendo. This is actually technically two rumors, though specifically we're talking about the Twilight Princess and Wind Waker both making an appearance, some sort of remake, remaster, something along those lines, at the then second rumor, Nintendo Direct that is supposedly happening sometime very soon. So the Nintendo Direct probably is going to happen. We're going to give Nintendo Direct right about an 80% chance of happening within the next month, I'm going to say, just to be safe. But then Wind Waker and Twilight Princess, rumor based on rumor, both of them. So as high as we can go is 50%. And this is a very hopeful 50%. I mean, if I'm being honest, it's not 50% likely. I think it's less, much less than 50%. But hopefully, I'm being very hopeful here. We will be seeing it, so we're putting it right at that 50% for the rumor based on rumor. Then we're moving over to Android. Android OS version 13 is rumored to have a satellite connectivity and not just Wi-Fi and then the cell connectivity. So you will be able to connect to a satellite link for your interweb connections on Android 13. This comes from a decent source, but it's hard for me to second source tech rumors, so it's really hard for me to go above 50%. I am going 50% because this makes a fair amount of sense. That does seem to be a logical evolution of connectivity for cell phones. So yeah, 50% likely that we will be seeing satellite connectivity in Android version 13. Next, we're talking about Konami. So Tokyo Game Show is happening very soon, and there are rumors because Konami has said that they are going to be announcing sometime in the future. They didn't say exactly when, so Tokyo Game Show part might not be accurate, but they did say that they're going to be reviving a fan favorite series, which has led a lot of fans to think Suikoden and maybe Metal Gear. But then we got those leaks that we already talked about, because Konami, if you'll remember, also does Silent Hill. So that's probably what they're talking about. So the likelihood that Suikoden or Metal Gear Solid are going to be announced as remakes, remasters, what have you, pretty low. This is another hopeful percentage, because I do hope that there's more than just a remake of Silent Hill 2. I don't think it's actually going to happen. So we're putting this at about 40% likely that we would be seeing either Suikoden or Metal Gear announced soon. The next rumor we have has to do with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is another gaming rumor. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are rumored to be getting another AAA title in 2023, which is very, very soon. The reason this is going under rumor and not reported as news is because I haven't heard anything as far as who's developing the game. I haven't heard anything, just an announcement. I don't even remember the exact source that made the announcement. I've seen a number of outlets covering it and talking about it, but the exact source, probably Paramount, the people who own the rights to it right now. But there again, there's no development house attached to this, so there's no reason to believe that it's going to be coming that soon. But because it does come from somebody apparently very close to the source, that it gives us reason to think that maybe they're keeping something very close to the chest. I'm giving this one an 80% likelihood. We will be seeing something probably in exactly a year. So next holiday season, we'll be seeing a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles AAA title. It has honestly been probably two console generations since we got our last decent AAA title with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles attached. So I'm kind of excited about that. Our next one has to do with House of the Dragon. This is kind of two rumors, but we're going to deal with it as one because I think the likelihood for both of these people is slim and none. Season 2 is said to bring in Henry Cavill and Elizabeth Olsen. I'm going to go against what my notes say on this. So Elizabeth Olsen, Henry Cavill, both rumored to be coming in Season 2 for House of the Dragon. All right. Henry Cavill is a very busy man, especially if you believe half of the rumors about him out there, because so many of them kind of contradict others. Only half could theoretically be correct. But Henry Cavill is probably, again, this is rumor, but probably going to be pretty tied up with Superman stuff and very potentially Witcher and things of that nature. And then also he had another game property that he was going to be acting in. I can't remember what it was right now. But yeah, so Henry Cavill, we already know, is a very busy man. So that kind of kills it for me. But then also Elizabeth Olsen is the Scarlet Witch. She's under contract with Marvel. She, I don't know if she could be in something else right now. So I think, again, my notes say 50%. I don't think it's that high. I'm going to say 30% likely that we will see either of these two actors in season two of House of the Dragon. And then our next one is a big one. It's a multi-tiered rumor. We're talking about D23. It's happening very soon. D23, the rumors about who is going to be in the next round of Marvel movies. There is a number of rumors, and I just kind of, there's a couple of leakers that leaked a batch of names. And so that's what we're going to be talking about, is that batch of names. So first up, we have Henry Cavill. Again, we just talked about it. I'm putting him specifically, 25% likelihood we'll be seeing him at D23. Denzel Washington, this is the only one that I think might actually be there, because we already know that Denzel Washington is under contract with Marvel to do a thing. What exactly that thing is, we have no idea at the moment. There is wild speculation that we're not going to be talking about. Yeah, I do believe Denzel will be there. Now, the rest of these actors are all fairly average to mildly low. We have John Boyega, Giancarlo Esposito, Jodie Comer, sorry, Daisy Edgar-Jones, and I don't know, we'll talk about the last guy unto himself. So yeah, that group right there. John Boyega, Giancarlo Esposito, Jodie Comer, Daisy Edgar-Jones, all, I'm going to put about 50%. There is reasonable reason to believe, there is plenty of reason to believe that they might be there. There is also plenty of reason to believe that maybe they have contracts that take them other places. So yeah, John Boyega, we know, has kind of been flirting with the idea. Giancarlo Esposito has been rumored for some time to be about to sign contracts with Marvel. I don't really know much about the Jodie Comer situation or Daisy Edgar-Jones, though they are names that I have seen kicking around the rumor mill for a while. So again, enough reason on either side to split the middle. So our final name on this list is John Krasinski, is also rumored to be showing up at D23. Presumably as a variation of Reed Richards once again. I think there's a 60% chance. I think he is the other one that they're going to have him come back for one more cameo just for fan service, because the fans want him so bad as Reed, that I think that is the way that they're going to do what they want to do and also keep the fans happy, is by having him come on as a cameo. But they're not going to tell us that he's going to come on even as a cameo in D23, I would imagine. It's going to be towards the end of the convention, and he's going to walk out on stage and only be on stage for a couple of minutes at the end of a presentation, and that's going to be, oh yeah, by the way, John Krasinski, and then they leave stage. So yeah, I think that is about the long and the short of it as far as all of those names are concerned. And that, Nerdy Legion, is where we're going to call it for the day. Thank you very much for joining me. If you want to go deeper into comics and comic culture, then you should check out nerdylegion.com and subscribe to all of the other podcasts we have on the subject. If you want to go deeper into the nerd news, you want to join me in other generally nerdy endeavors, then you can find me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds. We'll see you in the next one.